It's time for some deceiver festival. You think Narayan Singh himself might show up for this one. You think there's a good chance to catch him, or to catch somebody who knows where he has your baby hidden. Worst chance, you think we'll get the opportunity to kill lots of them and make them hurt more than they already do. Croker has been implacable in his resolve to exterminate the deceivers. More so even than Lady has been, I think. And she was the more deeply insulted of the two. Once upon a time, he wanted his legacy to be the completion of the Black Company's historical cycle. He wanted to be captain when the company returned to Katovar. He has the dream still, but a nightmare shoved it aside. The nightmare demands satisfaction. Until its gossamer thread of terror, pain, cruelty, and revenge has been spun, Katovar is going to remain nothing but an excuse, not a destination. Croker eyed me uncertainly. How could you know about the grove? I came back knowing, which was true, but the two of us would not give the same meaning to back. You'll take the men out there? I can't not. Goblin eyed me weirdly too now. I would do it. And I knew how it would go, but I could not tell them that. There were two minds inside my head. The one doing this thinking wasn't the one heaving on the running lines and reefing the sails. I'm all right now, I told them. And I think there is a way to keep me from falling back. At least, to keep me from going so far back. But I can't get it out. I would have shared gladly. I did not want to keep stumbling off the edge of time to fall back into those two real dark dreams of Dejagore's past. Not even if I tumbled into a viewpoint almost blind to the horror and cruelty everywhere then. Croker started to say something. I interrupted. I'll be down for the staff meeting in 10 minutes. I could not tell them anything directly, but maybe I could get something out sideways. But I knew nothing would change. The worst of all horrors was waiting up ahead, and I was powerless to avert it. I'd still do my best in the grove, just in case this time that would come out differently. If I could remember the future well enough to make the right moves. You. Whoever you are. Whatever you are. You keep dragging me to the wellsprings of pain. Why do you do that? What do you want? Who are you? What are you? As always, you give me no answers. Chapter 14. The goddamned wind had teeth. We huddled in our blankets, shivering, as unmotivated as guys get without hanging it up. Weren't many of us wanted to be in that haunted grove in the first place. Yet something I could not quite catch, some elusive emotion deep inside me, told me this was critical. That this had to be done just right. That more than I could imagine hinged upon that.